trying to see the place with new eyes, the way that Hessel does in this book.
Nick, thank you.
My pleasure.
Nick Gadd is a Melbourne writer. He's an urban explorer. We've been talking about that thing of walking. Franz Hessel's book of 1929, Walking in Berlin, has been republished by Scribe. And, that's some walks in Berlin, an extraordinary place. Blueprint for Living, coming up, yes, we're going to be in pursuit of what I think is reasonably inedible. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you about that in a moment. Also, a sense of place, somewhere far more verdant and lovely than this. News time now.
Radio Australia. Top regional affairs coverage on Pacific Beach.
What I fear might happen, we will get a whole load of useless Cuban doctors who can't speak English. And besides, we've got unemployed Papua New Guinean doctors who can't get jobs because the positions are not funded by our government.
Radio Australia.
We actually scored that one goal that we all wanted, you know, that Papua New Guinea wanted. That has really given the hope and, you know, given an insight to our sports minister to actually push for funding to promote women's football, especially starting at the girls' level.
It helps us a lot with our development plan for Kokoda. We intend to transform the Kokoda station into a tourism hub, a somber place of reflection.
They have run out of food already. It is a desperate situation, but they're just making do with the cultural ties they have with other villages who have a bit of food. People are fending for themselves.
Join us for Pacific Beat, Monday to Friday, here on Radio Australia. On Radio Australia and ABC Radio, this is ABC News. I'm Sajith Ranithi. The Australian Prime Minister says Australians are exempt from US President Donald Trump's visa ban and should be able to travel to the US freely. Stephen Jedgetts reports from Parliament House.
There were fears that Australian dual citizens originally from the seven countries hit by the controversial visa ban could have been prevented from entering the US. But Malcolm Turnbull says the White House has assured Australia's ambassador to the US that Australians will be exempted.
And that underlines the way in which my government is working with the new administration to advance and protect the national interest of Australia.
The opposition's labelled Mr Turnbull spineless for declining to criticise the ban, but the Prime Minister says Australia's a good friend to the US, and if he has any advice about the ban, he'll give it privately.